This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Armes, MD. The date of examination is 5/16/22. The name of the patient is Kaviva, C-H-A-V-I-V-A, Levine, L-E-V-I-N. This is a tremor exercise stress test, cardiac care associates letterhead, file EST, space, Levin, L-E-V-I-N, space, C. Tremor exercise stress test, date of examination, 5/16/22. Referring physician, Catherine Laiosa, L-A, IOSA, MD, performing physician Sharon Armes, MD, new paragraph, clinical indication, 50-year-old female with complaint of chest discomfort, new paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, common non-diagnostic inferior lateral cues, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure, colon 114 over 75, baseline heart rate 91 beats per minute, new paragraph. Patient underwent a treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 7 minutes, semicolon 1 minute into stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 155, parentheses 91% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 152 over 72 with a peak heart rate blood pressure proct of 23560, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%, new paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. She experienced dyspnea during stress. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 8 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise with some residual tachycardia at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph, conclusions. 1, normal ECG portion of tremor exercise stress tested 91% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2, the patient did not experience any of her chest discomfort during stress and experienced dyspnea with exercise. 3, the patient exhibited experienced dyspnea with exercise likely related to body habitus. 3, the patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 8 mets, somewhat decreased from her prior stress test. 4, the patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress. Period, the patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise with some residual tachycardia at the end of the recovery period, possibly related to an element of deconditioning. Five, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armeza, MD.